To tell you that I gave the same shiur, I think it was 2 years ago or a year ago. I'm always flattered to be called back to repeat a shiur, but it reminds me of the story of the Chazan who gave a presentation, and when he finished his last number, they asked for an encore. So he sang it again. And when he finished, they asked again and again. After seven times singing the same song, he said, "I'm extremely flattered that you keep wanting to hear the song, but how many times?" And somebody from the back yelled out, "Till you do it right." So I hope this year I'll do it right. They don't have to invite me back next year again. I, for the most part, accepted to come here because I wanted to fulfill a mitzvah. And maybe a few mitzvahs, but one of them is that, and I learned this from my Rosh Hashiva, my Rebbe, Rabbi Mordechai Gifter, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, that we learn that the way of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that when someone does something right, that you have a responsibility to let them know that they did something right. And we learned that from Bnei Tzlofchad. The daughters of Tzlofchad asked a very good question and had a very worthy request, and Moshe Rabbeinu had to go and seek counsel from HaKadosh Baruch Hu as to what the answer to their question and request was, and God told him to go and tell them the answer to the question. Before that, to tell them, Kein b'noslovchad dovros, they are speaking something substantive. That wasn't really necessary, just answer the question. But we see from that that God felt it necessary to let them know that they asked a good question. They did something right. And when somebody does something right, you have to let them know. So I think that this whole program and the fact that you are here is a very proper thing. It's important to be able to put medicine and your future professions into the context of the entirety of what life is really all about. And life is not just the human body, but it's way beyond that. And in order to be able to function properly in your profession, you have to be able to appreciate all of the various components that go into a human being. And I see that the Makoros here are very, very comprehensive. I want to divide what I'm going to speak to you about into two parts. The first part to discuss the importance of an interface between healthcare professionals, and I include in that doctors, nurses, psychiatrists, psychologists, social workers. All of them pretty much are healthcare in one way or another. And some are involved in the body, some involved in the emotional side of a person, and rabbonim, who are involved in the neshama, in the souls of people. And every person is made up of three components: his body, his nefesh, which is more or less his emotional side, and his neshama, his soul. And therefore, you have to look at a human being as one entity, and when you're dealing with curing him or solving his problems or whatever, you have to be able to see the entire picture. And part of that is to be able to view a human being properly. Many of us think that we are bodies, that's who we are, and we have this little Casper the Friendly Ghost flitting around inside of us called the soul. It's not the way it is at all. A human being is a soul. We existed as souls for many thousands of years from the time that we were created, way back on the second day of creation, the first day of creation, according to some. And we have been somewhere in a spiritual world that's called under God's throne, whatever that means. And we were able to function very nicely there, without a physical body. We could see without eyes and hear without ears and get around without arms and legs. And however, when we came into this physical world, we needed a spacesuit, like an astronaut, to wear in order to be able to function. Just like an astronaut on Earth doesn't need any special suit or any special apparatus to be able to function. He is well suited, his body is well suited to function in the conditions of planet Earth. But when he goes into outer space, he needs to put on a special suit and have special apparatus to be able to function, because the conditions there are not compatible with the human body. There's no oxygen, so he needs to breathe from an oxygen tank. There's no air pressure, so he needs a pressurized suit. There are no sound waves, so he needs to speak through a radio. When he comes back to Earth, so he takes off the suit and is able again to function without it. Similarly, as long as we existed in a realm of spiritual existence, our spiritual neshama was able to function very nicely there. Once our neshamas, which is us, came into this physical world, we needed an inner space suit to be able to exist. So we need eyes to see and ears to hear and a brain through which to think and arms and legs for locomotion. Once we leave this physical world and we go back to the spiritual world, so we leave the space suit here, just like the astronaut takes off the suit when he comes back to Earth. It's one of the reasons why the way that we express mourning for someone who's passed away, who's gone on to the next realm of existence, back to the spiritual world, is by tearing our clothing. Because it represents the fact that it's only the clothing that's been torn away, but the essence of the person still exists. So if that's the case, and we are in fact souls who are clothed in a physical body and have various emotions that also make us compatible to this physical world, and without that physical body in a physical world, our neshama can't function. So it's important, looking at a human being as not three distinct separate modes, but one mode that encompasses everything, that if you want to heal a person's body, you have to take in consideration how it affects his soul, how it not only affects him in this temporary world, but how it's going to affect him eternally. And anyone who involves himself with the souls of people has to take in consideration that that soul can't function without a healthy body. And similarly, both of those have to take in consideration that aside from a body and a soul, there's also a nefesh, an emotional side of a person that has a tremendous connection and effect and influence over how his body functions and how his soul functions. So there has to be an interface between medical doctors, between social workers, psychiatrists, psychologists, and between rabbanim, where the entire human being is taken care of. In addition, it's not, and that's why when we give someone a mishaberach, when they're sick physically, we say refuas ha-nefesh or refuas ha-guf. It's not enough just the healing of the body, but there also has to be a healing of the nefesh, which includes the what we call the nefesh and what's called the neshama. Both of them are included in the nefesh. Taking that into consideration, there's another consideration to take into.